Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and today we're going to take a look at a movie that I did not want to see called The First Purge. Directed by Gerard McMurray, the writer is James DeMonaco, it stars Yelena Noel, Lex Scott Davis, and Jovian Wade, and the synopsis is, after a rise of a third political party, the new founding fathers of America, an experiment is conducted, no laws for 12 hours on Staten Island. I don't know why. No one must stay during the experiment, yet there's a $5,000 prize for anyone who does. Anyway, so the ridiculousness of this movie has this social aspect to it that, again, this is a prequel to any of the Purge movies. There's economic disparities, racial disparities, social disparities. And in order to rectify all that, the new founding fathers of America said, hey, well, won't we try this? In order to remake America and allow people to live the American dream, let's allow them to kill people for 12 hours or whatever the heck it is. Starting to pop up clinics around Staten Island. I don't know why. Ask people what they want to do. Do you want to kill people? Yes. All right, well, take this set of contacts and we'll implant a chip into your body to track you during the purge. So after that, you kind of have two different characters. There's a fake Nino Brown wannabe trying not to go out during the purge to protect his drugs. And then this angry protest chick that has a brother. Brother's selling drugs for the Nino Brown wannabe, and he gets cut by a crackhead. He gets upset, so he wants to join the Purge to kill the crackhead. It's kind of taking place in a housing project, which I don't understand why. Eventually, the Purge starts, and people kind of go in a little shelter. Some people go to church. Some people decide to have a party in the middle of the street during the Purge. And then you also have the fake Nino Brown dude holed up in his enclave. So, Matt, what did you think of The First Purge?
I thought it was a terrible movie. They should have never released it. The political satire is off. It was terribly written. I wanted all the characters to die because there wasn't any motive for any of them to do anything that they were supposed to have done. If anything, this movie was kind of just put out there to make a profit. There was no point in releasing this movie whatsoever. Wasn't worth releasing on Netflix, Hulu, nothing. Again, this movie makes no sense. It tries hard to make political statements, which weren't even subtle at all. I felt like I wasted my time. Probably one of the worst movies that have come out this year.
All right, Matt. So I echo every sentiment that you just said. Other than when you meet the fake Nino Brown guy and there's a Troy Ave song playing, this movie is just silly. So again, you have this crackhead who basically is going around like the Candyman, killing people. Then you have people back in the command and control center watching all this stuff go on. It's like, oh, well, they're wearing masks. Did you understand that? Understand that they're wearing masks? I'm like, okay, people wear masks on normal protest. So they're wearing masks on the purge. Why are they doing that? We don't understand. And then it turns into this whole big conspiracy. And after the conspiracy is found, then it turns into the raid. That's the Beast Game Podcast.
It turns into the raid. What the hell?
So the whole conspiracy thing is that the new founding fathers of America hired this mercenary team to go kill people because not enough people were participating in the purge, aside from the Candyman and other random stuff. People just rolling around, maybe breaking into stuff, but nobody's killing. So they hire a mercenary group to go kill people. Fake Nino Brown and protest chick going to the housing projects to kind of protect people. And then it turns into a raid.
There was a part in the movie where the drones are shooting up all the
people. Oh, yeah.
And the main character's hiding underneath the vehicle, which doesn't make any sense to me because there's gas in the vehicle. That thing should have blown up.
Yeah.
He just comes right out and stares at the drones that shot up all his friends. He knew that they didn't have any more bullets. It makes no sense why he would come out from cover immediately afterward.
Oh, that drone sequence was stupid.
So exactly.
Nino Brown's whole crew gets wiped out. Cash Money gets wiped out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also there's another sequence where protest chick's brother walks down the alley, and there's these two ladies that kind of show up early in the movie that we're angry, we want to participate in the purge. He walks down the alley, sees a teddy bear on the ground, and then it starts beeping. They have littered the alley with teddy bears or stuffed animals that explode. And he's running away from all that. Like, it's an action movie. So
y'all making it. What the fuck?
So, Matt, what score would you give The First Purge?
I'd give it one.
Damn.
A one. It's probably my lowest score. Seriously, it wasn't
it
worth
is your lowest score.
Watching it all.
I'm going to give this a one. I'm going to give it a one because they played the Troy Ave song. The rest of it is just stupid. Maybe it picks up a little bit when it turns into The Raid or Judge Dredd. Don't see this movie.
That bad.
They're just capitalizing on the current state of the world or current state of the United States, hoping that these elements of protest translate over into this movie. Only go see the original Purge and then the second one. And that's it. Like, don't see any more of these movies. I said after the last one, I would not see this movie. And I saw it, and I regret it, every bit of it. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.
Don't watch it! Don't watch it! Wait, like, play.